Though he'd been born in Michigan, he was fluent, thanks to his parents, immigrants from Jordan. I've seen worse anyway. He ran his hand over the tall gelding's flank. Sorry, buddy, if it makes you feel any better, I'm nervous too. What's his name?
Barak.
Why, you want to buy him?
Only if he can grow wings.
In the Quran, Barak was the name of the steed who had flown Muhammad to heaven.
Money back guarantee.
On that note, Bata handed Mahmoud a backpack, cheap blue nylon with a faded Mickey Mouse logo.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Mahmoud unzipped it, thumbed the stacks inside.
This is 100, he said in English. We said 350.
$350,000, a fair price for 2 days' work, considering the risk of beheading by the friendly folks south of the border. The man they were bringing out was worth more than that to Bata's bosses at Langley. Bata knew him as Abu Ibrahim, an Islamic State bureaucrat who had helped the CIA track the group's oil smuggling routes. He now promised information about its secret bank accounts in the United Arab Emirates, if the agency could just get him out alive.
350, Mahmoud repeated, with a slight sulk that came so naturally in Arabic. Wahid, Ithnan, Talata. 1, 2, 3.
When I come back.